Well, good morning, Sower Nation. It is January the 2nd in the year of our Lord, 2025. I'm John David Walt, and this is your wake-up call. We're going to begin today, if you're new with us, and I hope that we do have many new friends on board for this January series, New Year, New Word. We begin every day with consecration. We move through this pattern. You'll hear it in today's entry. Consecration, transformation, demonstration. That's the shape of our days. And it starts right here on the wake-up call. So let's begin with consecration. We have a prayer of consecration. We pray, wake up, sleeper, rise from the dead, and Christ will shine on you. Abba, I belong to you. I lift up my heart to you. I set my mind on you. I fix my eyes on you. I offer my body to you as a living sacrifice. Abba, we belong to you. And we're praying in the name of the Father and the Son and the Holy Spirit. Amen. You notice we say Abba. Some of you that might seem new or foreign to you. In the Bible, we're told the Holy Spirit is ever crying out two things. The first thing the Spirit cries out in our heart is Abba, Father. Abba is just like a term of endearment. It's an Aramaic word, I think. It means Father. Abba, Father. So we say Abba. The Spirit cries it out in us. Abba, I belong to you. It starts with I, and you notice it ends with we, because we're praying together. And as I belong to Abba, Father, in the name of Jesus, I belong to you, and that I becomes a we. It's interesting how Jesus, when he taught us to pray, he said, our Father. And you know what? He was bringing us into his prayer, our Father. So, today's entry, it's entitled, This is Why It Is Said, Wake Up, Sleeper. Our text is Ephesians chapter 5, verse 14. Hear now the word of the Lord. This is why it is said, Wake up, sleeper, rise from the dead, and Christ will shine on you. The word of the Lord. Now consider this. I say it every single day, and just about everywhere I go. Some think I made it up as my catchphrase or calling card. Well, I'm pleased to say I did not. This is the unadulterated, unvarnished, unstoppable word of God. Ephesians 5:14, to be precise. Wake up, sleeper. Rise from the dead, and Christ will shine on you. It's why we changed the name of these daily writings some years back from the daily text to the wake-up call. And it's why this daily ministry has grown from a little devotional thought to a full-fledged daily meeting with the Lord of the church, Jesus Christ. Every morning, it brings me great joy to speak these words into the microphone, straight from the Holy Spirit, through my heart to yours. Wake up, sleeper. Rise from the dead, and Christ will shine on you. Yes, I said microphone. I know the wake-up call comes to your email inbox, and many have not yet discovered, of course, here you are listening, that there's a recorded version included in the email. It's available on all the podcast platforms. It brings, as you know, the meeting dynamic to life as we read, ruminate, rememberize, research, and rehearse the Word of God in the presence of Jesus together. I can feel the Holy Spirit joining us in the bond of fellowship the Scriptures call koinonia. Now, back to our text. This little text, Ephesians 5:14, was a saying of the earliest churches in the world. How do I know? Well, let me give you the full text of the verse and even the biblical layout. It's arranged in three lines with a fourth above it. It begins, "This is why it is said, wake up, sleeper, rise from the dead, and Christ will shine on you." Did you catch those first five words? This is why it is said. Okay, six words. This was a regular greeting among the followers of Jesus in the earliest days. It's why everywhere I go, I like to begin anything I say publicly with these words. Wake up, sleeper. Rise from the dead. And then I go quiet. I want to see who in the crowd is a part of our Sower Nation, our Wake Up Call Fellowship. They will be the ones who shout back, "And Christ will shine on you." I like how it formed a script for the first Christians, and now for us. That's the goal, isn't it? For Scripture to become our script. This happens as we lift it out of the book and script it into our everyday lives. I wonder how your New Year, New Word might be crafted in such a way that you could share it back and forth with a friend or family member. Back to our morning meeting with Jesus, you may not realize how these 13 words actually shape the agenda of the wake-up call each day. Those first three words, "Wake up, sleeper," issue the invitation to consecration. Those next four words, "rise from the dead," demarcate the way of transformation. And the last six words, "and Christ will shine on you," sound the call for demonstration. And that, my friends, is the substance of the Christian life: consecration, transformation, demonstration. It bears remarkable Trinitarian consonance and coherence. We open with a prayer of consecration unto the Father. Wake up, sleeper. Next, we dive into the transformational waters of the deep end of the pool of the Word of God, the Spirit of God, where Jesus the Son teaches us to walk on water. Rise from the dead. And finally, we gather up our seeds and head to the fields to sow for awakening all day long, participating in the demonstrative life of the Holy Spirit in the real world. And Christ will shine on you. The prayer for illumination. Lord Jesus, you are the Word of God made flesh. And as such, you are the light of the world. Indeed, thy word is a lamp unto my feet and a light to my path. Would you lead me into this literal reality, your word becoming the illuminating light of my life? Would you highlight a verse for me that it might become, over the course of this year, an illuminating constellation of revelation and transformation for my soul. It will be for your glory, for others' gain, and for my good. Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Ghost, as it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen. Amen. For our journal prompts today, what do you think of our daily rubric? Consecration, transformation, demonstration, and how it flows from our banner verse. How are you coming on your new word from God's word for the new year? Again, I'm including a link here in the journal prompts. I'd love it if you'd send me that word. You can click on it and it'll take you 30 seconds. We're going to sing here in just a minute again. I think I'm going to call an audible. I think we'll go back to the hymn that I had for yesterday. On Christ, my hope is built. It's called On Christ, the Solid Rock I Stand. And then I have a hymn that I listed for today that I think we're going to push to tomorrow. You'll understand why. But for today, we're going to sing number 102. My Hope is Built, 102 in our Seedbed Hymnal, 102, if you want to get look it up in your hymnal there. And we'd love to send you one of these hymnals. You can see the link in the email today and every day. 102, this is one of the classic hymns of the church. Great melody to stir our souls in the new year here. But a couple more comments before we sing. That rubric, consecration, did you see the connection? Wake up, sleeper. It's just like every day you have to physically wake up and get out of bed, right? You have to, or the day doesn't even start. It stands to reason, though. That's waking up our body, opening our eyes. It stands to reason that you got to wake up your soul, your inmost being. Otherwise, it's so easy to just sort of sleepwalk through life. The lights are on, right? But nobody's home. And we've got within us this most holy place. The Bible calls it the inmost being. I think most of us live a lot of life completely unaware of it. It's easy just to walk through a day without really being aware. It's why we got to start in the morning. You've heard me say it before. If you want to win the day, you have to win the morning. And if you want to win the morning, you got to start with consecration. That's the sense of the offering up of ourselves to God, right? God has to consecrate us, but it's to us, we're empowered to offer ourselves. And that's what that prayer at the beginning is about. My heart, my mind, my eyes, my body, belonging to you, right? It's not a prayer where we're trying to amp up our commitment or our resolve. It's simply a declaration of love and endearment. Abba, I belong to you. I'm yours. You're mine. That's waking up. Then rising from the dead, right? You can't raise yourself from the dead. It's something God has to do. And that's our real problem, isn't it? It's not wake up, sleeper, and get out of bed. No, we got a bigger challenge. Began there in the Garden of Eden when our first forebears turned away from God. And they did not heed God's word, and they sinned. That's where death entered the world. And death and sin and darkness, unfortunately, is a feature of this world we live in, a devastating feature. But because Jesus has come and died on the cross for our sins and was raised from the dead, imperishable, you see, that's the invitation and the possibility that Jesus in us, that's transformation, trans, right? It's transcendent. It's not just try harder to do better, to, you know, be more than you are. No, it's actually abandon yourself to Him. He will raise your life up for its full intended purpose and scope. That's transformation, rise from the dead. And of course, that last bit, Christ, He will shine on you, in you, through you. That's light. That's what's happening. What He's done for us, He then does in us. That's transformation. And then He does it through us and makes us a source of unending blessing for others. Powerful. Christ will shine like a star through you. That's how we want to start every day. That's the demonstration part. That's what happens out on the field that we talk about every morning. Well, we're going to sing our hymn. Are you ready? My hope is built. 1, 2, 3, and 4. My hope is built on nothing less than Jesus' blood and righteousness. I dare not trust the sweetest frame, but wholly lean on Jesus' name. On Christ's solid rock I stand. All other ground is sinking sand. All other ground is sinking sand. When darkness veils His lovely face, I rest on His unchanging grace. In every high and stormy gale, my anchor holds within the veil. On Christ the solid rock I stand, all other ground is sinking sand. All other ground is sinking sand. His oath, His covenant, His blood support me in the whelming flood. When all around my soul gives way, He then is all my hope and stay. On Christ the solid rock I stand, all other ground is sinking sand. All other ground is sinking sand. When He shall come with trumpet sound, oh, may I then in Him be found, dressed in His righteousness alone, faultless to stand before the throne. And on Christ the solid rock I stand, all other ground is sinking sand. All other ground is sinking sand. Amen. It's hard to beat that one. I mean, what a hymn. And I could hear some of you out there just going for it today. So good on you. I know there's a lot of new people here. They're like, what is this guy? Is this guy singing? He's not a singer. I'm like, no, I'm not a singer. I'm a worshiper. And you are too. You were made to worship. So my goal is to get you singing by the end of the month. Yeah, I've missed it. And a lot of you wrote me, said you've been missing the hymns. Well, we're back and we're going to go for it every day. So good to be back in the swing, in the saddle. I want to encourage you guys, ask the Lord to give you a word from the scripture, a verse. Maybe it's a passage. Maybe it's 2 or 3 verses. But ask Him for it, and then just begin to turn the pages. We'll be walking with it the whole year long. I want you to send it to me. There's a link in the email today. And share this with friends. We're early in here. This is a great moment to get on the train, the locomotive of the Word of God as we move into this new year. All right, get your seats. We're going to be encouraging people today. So January the 2nd, people are out on that field. You know, as we were singing that hymn, I was just thinking about that verse where it said, when all around, oh, his blood, his oath, his covenant, his blood support me in the whelming flood. That's, people are struggling. A lot of people listening here, they're feeling the whelming flood, and they're feeling all around them, when all around my soul gives way. That's real. And if that's you, I just want to assure you, he then is all your hope and stay. That's what you need. Stay. And Jesus is right here to give you himself. That's your stay. So be encouraged. Don't give up. Hold on to him tighter. He's taking us somewhere this year. We're going together. I see you. I see you on the field for the awakening. I'm J.D. Walt.
We hope that today's entry challenged and encouraged you. And thanks for listening to The Wake Up Call, powered by Seedbed. Be sure to share this with a friend, leave us a rating, and subscribe wherever you prefer to listen to podcasts. Find out more and join the movement by visiting our website at seedbed.com/wakeupcall.